Keith, at last, the winning manager in your time as Habeas Swift's manager. You achieved it once in pre-season, but this is the one that counts. It's 3 points. It's your first win. You needed that second goal, I suspect, after that goalmouth scramble that Brian Anglesey had. First reactions about how delighted you are with the 3 points?
Well chuffed, obviously. You know, it's been a bit of a monkey on my back. You know, I'd rather it have come 3 weeks, 3 weeks ago. We've won today, clean sheet. I think that's probably all I should say about our performance, because we didn't, you know, we've battled and we've had a little bit of luck today. You know, if I'm the Brighton City manager, I'm probably thinking, you know, how have they not got anything out of the game? But, you know, we've been on that, already been on the other end of that, you know, in their position this season already. So I'm chuffed with the 3 points, and we'll roll on now. Look forward to Monday.
Brightlingsea second half looked like they'd been ground down a bit before that goalmouth scramble. You looked like you'd got on top of them a little bit more. Was that the tactics?
No, we changed it today. Went 4-4-2. Went back to basics. Asked them. First half hour, we weren't even at the races. They were all over us. You know, the pitch wasn't conducive to getting the ball down and playing free-flowing football. But, you know, I expected us to work harder. And then, you know, I said to the lads at half-time, it took Tomo getting a cheap booking for standing on the ball from a free kick for us to get involved in the game. And then for the last 15 minutes of the first half, we were on top, scored. You know, and I said we needed the second goal. And I felt if we'd got the second goal, I felt that they'd probably throw the towel in. And obviously, we had to wait right till the end to get that second goal. We've rode our luck. Happy days.
And what a goal that was from Liam Springett.
Yeah, great strike. Great free kick. I'm screaming at Billy to take it. But then what do I know?
And in terms of the first goal, it's obviously somebody that's bagged goals for you before, so you know you can rely on him to get goals when it counts.
Yeah. You know, Neil's very frustrating. He'll miss one from a yard, you know, which he has done, but then he'll smash one in from 30 yards. He'll get us 20, 25 goals, no problem whatsoever. You know, as will Billy. Billy, you know, he's had one disallowed today. They'll get goals. And we've got other, you know, we've got Tom Jordan on the bench who'll get goals. You know, Alex has come on today, his first game for us, thought he'd done very well. Danny Lopez, again, first game, done very well. You know, pleased to get, they give us something different, them two, that we haven't had. Nice to see Fitzy back from his injury. I thought Nico done very well at centre half. Individually we done all right, but as a team we didn't play. You know, individuals done their job, but as a team we didn't play very well.
And you brought a third signing in terms of Nicky Beale, central defender from Burnham. When can everybody perhaps expect to see him in the squad, if not the lineup?
Yeah, he should be back Monday. If not, you know, definitely he'll be available for next Sunday in the FA Cup. You know, Bealey, I played with Bealey. I played alongside him and obviously managed him at Burnham. You know, he's an old-fashioned centre-half, big and strong. And it, you know, gives us another option back there, which I think we needed. And, you know, I needed to freshen it up a little bit, if I'm being honest. We haven't had a great start. You know, I'm not going to stand still. I want to progress. So, you know, unfortunately, if people, you know, fall by the wayside, that happens. But I want everyone to stay, fight for their place. You know, Jack Smith's come today, wasn't even in the 16. Great attitude, you know. He took it on the chin, and that's it. I want us all to be together. It's going to be 20 players that are going to get us results, not the 11 that play every week.
You asked for players to be to stand up and be counted today. Do you think they gave enough character for you based on the little mini bad run that you'd had?
Yeah, we worked hard, as I just said earlier. I think individuals done okay. You know, as a team, you can't play as individuals. You've got to play as a team. I thought, you know, we got better. The first half hour was very poor. We got better. They've had a few chances. I wouldn't say we was in total control, but you know, they've had a few chances, but not really. You know, from long throws and long punts into the box, which we've got to do better with. I was fairly comfortable. I just wanted that second goal so I can relax and enjoy the last however minutes it was. And you know, I'm glad that we got the result, and I'm pleased for everybody at the club because they've been great to me so far. So, you know, we're off and running, and hopefully the next three come on Monday.
Maybe not an easy question to answer, but how far away do you think the team are from where you want them to be in terms of being able to go on a little winning run? Because obviously after Monday it's the FA Cup, and that means money.
Yeah, we're not a million miles away. Now, as I said, I brought three in this week. We got obviously Reece Morgan's away, Lee Boylan's still away, so there's another two players to come into the fold. It's, you know, we're not a million miles away, but what I will say is the players have got to take on board what we're trying to do. Like myself, Ricky, who's here today, obviously Lee when he comes back, and Dave when he's better. You know, they've got to take on board what we're trying to explain to them. And if we do that, you know, we'll climb the table. You know, and winning football games becomes a habit. Hopefully, we can replicate that feeling on Monday. Then again on Sunday, you know, and I'm sure we'll climb the table. I've got no qualms about that, because we've got a good squad, and we ain't a million miles away. That's for sure.
Okay, well done today, Keith. Thanks.
Cheers,
very much.